The Home Depot has holiday savings of up to 40% on select appliances, like a Whirlpool four-door French door refrigerator for just $15.98. It's perfect for a busy kitchen full of helping hands. That's where its fingerprint-resistant stainless steel finish really shines. Order online and get free delivery. Holiday appliance shopping improved. Up to 40% off select appliances. Now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Continental U.S. only. While supplies last. Valid through December 2nd. Free delivery on orders $396 or more.
Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you are listening to No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1066, the number one show on iTunes for job search by far. And I know because I have the number two show, which is called Job Search Radio. That one has about 700 episodes to it. As you just heard, this show has over 1,000. 1,066 as of this show. And today's episode talks about how you can recognize a good recruiter or headhunter. And I hope you find it helpful. As always, I give no BS job search advice that's designed to help you get clear in your job search. And if you're not taking my classes on Skillshare, go to Skillshare.com and I'll simply say that I have 7 classes there on job search and hiring. There'll be more coming online soon. And you don't have to be a member of Skillshare to take advantage of my classes. If you decide you want to become a member, use the link in the show notes because you'll get 2 months free and not just one like the site offers. So I hope you find this helpful. I hope you check out my classes. And by the way, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And when you message me to connect, mention that you listen to the show. I love knowing that there are people out there who are listening. After all, I'm not some big radio personality. I'm a guy who does coaching. I used to do recruiting. I'm not on TV. And I don't have tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of followers here or on YouTube. I'm helping, 2,000 at a time here. And on YouTube, it's about 1,000 daily. So just let me know that you're picking up my content. I love knowing that. And now, let's get going. And the question I received is, how can I recognize a good recruiter or headhunting firm? I'm going to give you the answer that you don't want to hear, but it's the truth. And the answer is, you can't. You can pick up a clue or two along the way, but I think the issue is a disconnect between what you define as a good recruiter and what a client might define as a good recruiter. See, to you, a good recruiter is someone who can find you a job. To a corporation, it's someone who can fill a position, who has good discernment, who has the time to understand their experience and ability, who can understand what their particular corporate culture is like, save them time, and deliver great quality potential hires to them. They can't guarantee that the firm will actually hire them, but they can deliver good quality that makes the decisions difficult for them. Now, let me go back to you, for example. You want to hire someone who is a good recruiter or is a good headhunting firm. So they have to have jobs that fit you. That basically translates into you have to see what jobs they're trying to fill and whether any of them match your background. And job hunters tend to have a fairly loose definition of what matches their background, judging by what I receive in my inbox every day, which tends to be about 150 to 200 pieces of what's little more than spam. So you send a resume in, you don't hear back, you go, hey, this is a bad recruiter, they don't call me. But your resume does nothing to represent you as being qualified for the role. So to you, a good recruiter is always going to be the one who finds you the job. Now, I think there are clues about how good a recruiter can be through longevity with an agency. So, for example, if you see someone who's been with a firm for 10 or 15 years, you know they're filling jobs. You know that that firm has an environment for them that allows them to be able to perform at a high level for their clients. So, you know, that's one indicator that's a possibility, but it doesn't guarantee that they are a good firm for you. How do you a good recruiter for you? How can you recognize a good headhunting firm? Longevity is normally a variable. You know, has the firm been in business for more than, I don't know, pick a number of years? You know, but you know, there's some people who start off firms, and let's say you contact someone or see a background of someone who's been in a place for 10 or 15 years, and now they've started their own firm. They may have been out on their own for 3 months. Does that make them less capable? Size of agency doesn't matter. After all, you could contact Robert Half, you know, one of the largest firms in the recruiting sector in the world, or Manpower, and again, among the largest firms in the world. And you get the wrong person, and what happens is they miss out on opportunities for you. They're not sending you out on things because you got the wrong person at the right firm. And to be clear, I am not endorsing either of those firms. You know, I just want to clear that up in case you misconstrued it. I was using them as an example of the size of, you know, huge agency organizations. There are boutique firms that do a far better job than the larger firms, but they're specialized or they're narrow focused. They may be a member of a network of recruiting firms like, you know, NPA Worldwide that allows firms to have good market penetration. So even though you might be a solo, this person might be a solopreneur, they have access to 500 other recruiting firms around the world and can, you know, submit your resume to affiliates in other places. Again, it doesn't guarantee anything, but you know, I think the issue comes down to the question, and the question really implies who can get me a job, and there are no guarantees because number one is they can only get you in the door. They can't get you the job because your performance on these interviews may stink, your expectations may be atrocious, your resume is even worse, yada, yada, yada. The fact is, 70% of all positions are filled as a result of networking, and 70% of those 70% are filled as a result of introductions to people that you didn't know at the beginning of your search. So you need to go out there and network, and don't just outsource your efforts to recruiting firms. Don't just simply apply to job boards, because between job boards and recruiting firms, they only fill 30% of all jobs. So, you know, don't be a fool. Get out there, start meeting new people, start talking to others. Don't outsource to recruiters. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you, where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments, so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare too and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.